5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
Well, the first thing that we want to talk about today is, on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, is that I'm on tour. If you'd like to see me come and do comedy, I'll be in Denver Sunday, January 12th at the Comedy Works downtown. And then on January 15, I'll be at Milwaukee at the Improv. I'll be in Chicago at Zany's on the 16th to the 18th. I think there are two rooms there. And in Cleveland, January 19, I'll be at Hilarities. Tickets are on sale at jdfmccann.com/gigs. And it would be such an honor and a privilege to have you there seeing me do stand-up comedy. I drove home from Houston last night because I had gone to a basketball game with my friends Sam and Riff, and they're both in town. Well, they were both in town. Now they're in Houston. I think they're on their way to New York. But they had been in A-town, and then last night we were all in H-town watching the basketball. And that's the second NBA game I've seen, I do believe. Man, the Houston Rockets game was a whole other thing to the Spurs game. The Spurs game was a lot of sensory overload, you know? They have a mascot come out with a gun and shoot T-shirts at people. Everything at the Houston game was that times 10. There are 10 cheerleading women. Cheerleader doesn't seem the term. Sex dancers. So many sex dancers at the Houston game. Anyway, and they come out and they're all like, firing the guns into the crowd and throwing T-shirts. They didn't trust the ladies with guns at the Houston show. They had the ladies throw them and other people with guns. But then the mascot comes out and he had a T-shirt Gatling gun and they just spun it in the middle, in the center, I guess, of the, is it a stadium? Is it an arena? The big room, I guess arena, and like pop, 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 fired guns out. Fired a gun. I'm very tired. Fired shirt set. This is not the way that I wanted to come back on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I thought that I'd take a big break and come back with a real razzle-dazzle, high production quality, very well thought out podcast. And that hasn't happened, but it's the first Monday of 2025, so we've just got to come back anyway. I'm sorry. I took a break. I do feel refreshed in some ways, but obviously today I'm a little tired because Sam had booked a hotel room. There weren't enough beds at the hotel. And although I did get to have a nap on one of the beds very kindly, and it's only a 2.5 hour drive, so I said, they were, you know, there was a moment where it was like, oh, three of us, are we going to do two beds? Are we going to do that? And I said, gentlemen, just let me have a little nap and I'll do the drive back. And I did, and I drove back safely from Houston last night. Safely is not the word. Without incident, I would say. Safely would make me, I think that formulation of a sentence makes it sound like I was safe. I was not. The wind came in. The cold wind came in. And I could feel my car getting blown around while driving. And thankfully, not many people were on the highway. But it was like, whew, we dropped the speed right down. while we were driving along there and listening to Dan Carlin's new hardcore history about Alexander the Great as he takes on the Thracians. And then Alexander said no. It was a great evening. Sorry, I think what I was talking about was that gig. Basketball, excuse me. The basketball was a lot. It was a great game of basketball, from what I understand about basketball. And the spectacle was overwhelming. Sometimes the basketball game felt like it was getting in the way of the spectacle. And at some point in the future, when we can dispense with the expense of basketball, I think we'll all just go to a big room while they play Pump Up the Jams and fire T-shirts at people for 2 hours. And these sex dances, very sexy dances, you know? Big fake buzzies. You know, little shorts, erotic moves, children everywhere watching this. I don't get it. And then, you know, at the halftime show, they get a school and they get, you know, obese schoolgirls to come out and do very similar dance moves. And it just, that's a weird America thing, is having something uncomfortably sexual happen and all sort of pretending that that's not happening. Cheerleaders, halftime shows with gymnasticized. I'll come up with a third example. Billie Eilish when she was young. Britney Spears when she was young. I don't want to go into it. It's not really something that I want to think or talk or put my name to right now. Except to say, it's weird. You're eating a pizza with your friends surrounded by children watching a basketball game. And then there's you know, 30 enormously chested blonde women, like, come hithering. And then there's kids doing it in the halftime one. Not as provocatively, but, you know, can't they come out and do some, I don't know, even the Charleston at this point. I'm sure the Charleston would have been considered a very sexualized dance. I don't like the sexualization of the children. It's there. It's part of American sport. And I will move right on. Excuse me. I'm sure a lot of people have switched off there. I'm going to go back to the start of this podcast now, in case people didn't want to hear even a reflection of that, and talk about the dates. So you will have already heard that. I'll talk about the tour dates. Hold on. And now that I'm done recording that thing about the tour dates, I can get back to a theme that's close to my heart. Railing against the sexualization of children. I was on X, the Elon Musk website. I don't have the app on my phone anymore, but I just have the, sometimes I'll log into X. And the reason I got rid of the app, because I was increasingly unhappy on there. I'm not, like, opposed to the political argy-bargy or the free exchange of ideas. But, like, I'll log on to X, and now I just get Elon Musk. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I follow Elon Musk on X, but the whole feed is just things Elon Musk is saying. It's a little bit like the king buying the newspaper, and, you know, and he's railing against Bakhabazi, and he's putting up videos of Bakhabazi. And I don't want to see that. I know about that. I don't like that. And, you know, and he's attacking people in Britain, and he's getting behind Tommy Robinson and whatever. And it's like, it's no longer something that I feel like I can look at the Twitter X thing. This is well-worn territory. A lot of people are saying that. But you used to get some sense of what the zeitgeist was, what was really happening in the world. And then you got, you know, you got a sort of a lefty version of that increasingly as Twitter became more and more curatorial. And now the whole website is just what Elon feels you need to see that in a minute. Which maybe that is the zeitgeist now. Maybe we've moved into, you know, has that weirdly come full circle? Have we gone from democracy to aristocracy to tyranny? I don't think that's the order in which those things are meant to happen. Hey, welcome to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan 2025. Show's really coming together. I had hoped the show would come together in a new, exciting way. And it will, but I'm just going to have to keep putting the show out while that while that transpires. We're going to move house. We're organizing moving house at the moment. We've had some strange behaviors happen around our house and we're moving to a safer neighborhood so that my wife will be, I'm on the road a lot and we've got young kids. And despite the fact that that is a slog and an ordeal to move yet again, gee, it would be nice to be at one house for 1 year. To make it to a year, that would be something. But there we go. We're moving house and we're very excited about the place we're moving. Will you have a garage at that house, Jimmy, that you can sit in the car of and continue doing the podcast in the garage? Sure will. Thought I'd have an office, but that's going to get turned into a guest house immediately. We have too many people coming and staying for me to have an office. And I understand that and I'm at peace with that and them's the breaks. I love it. I love life. Oh, there's a big fluffy dog in the park. Some reflections on being in America for a year. I did Kill Tony's New Year's Eve show. I was on the panel for that and I had a great time. Well, I mean, I was terrified. And then for about an hour in the middle of a four-hour show, I stopped thinking about doing it and then had a great time. And then immediately after that hour was over, it was like I was back to, wow, it's big. So hopefully I was entertaining for at least that hour in the middle. And it was very freaky because it was the exact one-year anniversary of me having landed in America and being taken to that same show at that same arena that Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker were on the panel that night. And this time it was me and Joe DeRosa, who we're trying to get on the podcast this week. Hopefully, I think he has a sandwich shop, if I'm thinking of the right guy. And I'd like to ask him some questions about that. Yeah, it was. I mean, that's 1 year. 1 year from turning up and no one knowing me. And stumbling around backstage, sleep deprived, to knowing really most of the people there and being on the panel. Bizarre. Only in America. Only in America. It was, if the goal for 2024 was to crack the American comedy industry, I think as good a job has been done of that as I was able to manage. Oh, and I did a special. That was the other reason I took a break, was so I could work on my special. And I shot the special. And Yoni, who runs Kill Tony's, he's the running around man. He gets things done. He holds cameras. He gets things done for people. He got that done for me. I do find it funny that a man called Yoni works for Tony Hinchcliffe. Yoni and Tony. I didn't realize for about 6 months that it was Yoni and Tony. Little Mario Wario. My friend Ruby has a great joke about that, so I'm not going to go on and talk about it. It's not about Tony and Yoni. It's about Mario Wario, Obama Osama. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think the special went well. I can't tell. I haven't seen the footage yet. People told me it went all right, so we'll see how it comes out. Thank you for everyone who came. Thank you for everyone who helped make that happen. Thank you for Adam Egert for letting me do it at the Comedy Mothership. And for Joe Rogan for building that big, beautiful Comedy Mothership and presumably also giving a thumbs up. Oh, it's a wonderful time. I have so many people to thank. I have so much to do. I'm so tired. It's so cold. It's not that cold. It's apparently blanketed in snow in the rest of the country, and it's just sort of okay feeling here. I'm wearing a fur coat. I wish you could see it, but I couldn't get my ass into gear to do a visual element today. I apologize. That won't mean anything to the lads in the warehouses getting it done and listening to this while they're keeping this economy moving. Keeping the world a-spinning. But for those of you who like to sit and watch visually, no, not today. Oh, man, I was zonked, wiped, flat after recording a special. It was very nerve-wracking, and I was a little nervous on the first performance. And the second show, people said, well, you've got that one in the can. That was, you know, 8.5. If you have to have that one come out, you can. Just go have fun with it. And I did, and I think the second show was a lot better, so we'll probably do the second show. I thought I had 25 minutes of material. I ended up having 40 in the first show and an hour 10 in the second one, so we'll... Maybe it only felt good in the room, and I'll go back and watch it, and I'll go, there's a lot of fluff! But it was very nice to have that done. To have that done! And now I get the fun of going on the road and doing stand-up comedy and starting to work on some new jokes that will be a new hour at some point, but I've got some time. I don't think you have to have a new special out every single year. If I have it, I will, but I seriously doubt it, and I think 2 years might be a good. But how long will you live for, James? How long will... What if you don't live long enough? I don't have any conditions that a doctor has told me about that would make me think I would die, but I tell you, that is... I don't think I would have come to America if I hadn't had the COVID vaccine. Well, they wouldn't let me in. But if I hadn't post-vaccine started to have heart flutterings, which have gone away, but I really did just think for a long time, oh, I'm dying. I'd better quickly do this America thing because I'm going to die soon. And I just keep living. So that's nice. That's a good kick up the bum to keep moving, keep grooving, doing it, you know, like a sex machine, man. Ow, Canada. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bop, 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 bop. I can't tell you how over the top the basketball is and how that has really shaken me. It's a lot. It's a lot of lights. It's a lot of moving. It's a lot of grooving. It's a lot of uncomfortable child dancing and children watching grown-up dancing. It really, they go both ways. It's a two-pronged attack that the enemy has set up for us. Dad's here. Dad's here at the moment. He's been on the Patreon a couple of times. I've got some podcast episodes that I have to record with Dad. I've got a lot of podcast things to line up, but I just wanted to have this one come up. Come up and come out so I could keep having them come out on Mondays. And it's the first Monday of 2025, so it's time to do it. All right, so I'm in the car. I'm in the car, which has some problems, and I might get the steering wheel looked at because that drive back in the heightened winds was a bit spooky. But my kids were watching the Disney Plus, and I stopped and I watched a little bit. It was about a mouse who was the godfather, but he was like a good mafioso mouse. You may know what I'm talking about. You may not. I don't really know what I'm talking about. I watched it. I think it was a short film, and I watched the end of it. I watched the last like minute and a half, and I cried, as I cry every time. And I realize I've seen the ending of the first Cars movie about 6 times, and I cry every time, and I haven't seen the rest of the Cars movie. Just, you know, you pop it on and you take that. You need 2 hours. You're watching Cars? Daddy just bought himself 90 minutes. And then I come in and I cry at the end. But I took a nap while playing Cars for my children. And I could hear through my nap, and I sort of had a dream about cars and overhearing things. I didn't realize it was a movie about middle America and the working class and how the elites need to learn to love the working class. It's sort of a Fritz Lang's Metropolis. No? No, I don't remember seeing that in the reviews. I don't remember reading the reviews. Cars came out just as I stopped paying attention to Pixar movies. And then Cars 2 is, I think, about localism versus... It's something about internationalism is happening in Cars 2. There's a lot of Disney movies. Moana 2 was about the importance of internationalism. How many Disney Pixar movies are secretly about internationalism? I don't want to become a conspiracy theorist. I'm just seeing patterns. I assume Planes is about... Is there a Planes one? Is that the same universe or is that a plane world? I can't believe they all make me cry. I don't know what secret recipe Walt Disney cooked up that his movies are capable of making me cry, but I just weep. Wreck-It Ralph. Is that by the same people? I weep. Up, obviously, weep pretty early in that one. Ratatouille, that's been on the last couple of days. I weep. Little Mermaid, Pocahontas. I didn't realize Mel Gibson was in Pocahontas. That was sick. Oh, I watched Mad Max 2 on a flight. I'd never seen Mad Max 2 before. That's a great, weird movie. Just about a perfect movie. I loved Mad Max 2. I started watching Mad Max 1 years ago, and I couldn't get through it. And I thought, yeah, it seems kind of depressing. Mad Max 2 is much more... the series gets going with Mad Max 2. And now I'm looking forward to Mad Max 3. High octane, V8 power. Man, Mel Gibson's a good actor. He's such a good actor. I know there's trouble there. But a good actor is a good actor. Boy, oh boy, wowee. Oh, I wanted to take this opportunity once again. I don't think I flogged it hard enough, but... go watch The Blondie Way, B-L-O-N-D-E-Y, The Blondie Way on YouTube. It's a serious recommendation. That's the best show. It's the best. It's really great. It's the best show to come out of Britain since Toast. And also watch Toast. Those are my recommendations. I loved The Blondie Way. It's just up on YouTube. He just made it and popped it on YouTube. And I hope to go and interview Blondie soon. He's wonderful. If I can get more people to watch The Blondie Way, I would consider that an apt use of my platform. I'm planning a trip to the UK. There are just enough UK personages on the radar now that I think it's time to go over the UK and do some podcasts in the UK and build up a UK audience so that I can go over and do stand-up comedy in the UK. Although it's very nice having built it up and being able to do stand-up comedy in America and Australia. And it's happening. Something weird is happening. I get recognized now. I've done Kill Tony. That's my third Kill Tony panel. And I go and I walk around the mall and a security guard goes, "Hey!" And I go, "Ah!" And he goes, "Were you on Kill Tony?" I say, "Yes." "Hey, Dad!" "Hey, Dad!" Dad might come over and be on the podcast very briefly. Hold on. "Dad, do you want to come on the podcast for a bit? It's just audio today. It's just only audio." Dad's going to come with me to Chicago. He's been with us for a little bit. As Dad climbs over the gate and slowly, slowly walks the long way around the car, a very long road he's taking to get to the microphone. I've wound down the wrong window. Oh, Dad's getting into the car. Very good. Hello, Dad.
Hello, James. How are you?
I am good. I'm just having a bit of a ramble for this podcast, but we've got to have something come out. I'm going to get the window back up because it's frosty. Now, when we're in Chicago, I think we're going to begin a series of videos. We've spoken about this on the Patreon, but this one's going out to the masses on the history of the 20th century. And I thought you don't need notes, but I might need some notes as jumping off points to talk about.
Yes, you probably do.
Well, I was looking at what actually happened in the 1900s because there's not a lot.
Well,
compared to the next decade really gets going. Is that my water? I don't want to. Oh, no. What fell down?
No, nothing. Not necessarily true, Jim.
Boer War.
That is an interesting yet slightly minor point. But what we have, in the 1900s, we have all these empires that are just going.
Scramble for Africa?
Yeah, that has happened, and everything, well, a little bit, everything is looks like it's going to be a European imperial century. Everything is nice. Even the Ottomans.
Nice.
Well,
the poor people of the Congo is the Belgians.
The Belgians were awful, so I'm not in favor of empires. I said, by nice, I mean everyone was feeling it was nice. Except
people in Europe felt it was nice.
They felt it was very nice.
The Opium Wars were concluding, were they not?
The Opium Wars, 19th century, though the Boxer Rebellion is...
Excuse me.
1900, the Boxer Rebellion.
I would love to talk about the Boxer Rebellion, because I know it's a religious type movement, no?
Yes, the Chinese believed that if they did special martial arts, bullets could not penetrate their body.
How did that pan out?
But not as successfully as they had envisaged.
I'm looking forward to talking about that. I think we're going to have a great time. And I'll do some preparation and we'll just get your brain and we'll share that with the beautiful... And that'll be hot content. I love history podcasts. I'm listening to it. No. You'd be on. You're chewing some gum.
I'm just finishing off a lovely meal that we've just had. Are we allowed to say what today is?
Monday.
So it's Monday. Very cold, but not... The sky's blue.
How... Well, it could have been a poem from... just after 1900, sorry, 1930s, 40s type feel. And you got to watch some Disney movies with the kids this morning. I saw that and had a little cry on my way through with that mouse who's a mafia don.
Yes, and we went 3 hours without television.
I'm proud of you. I slipped in. I did that big drive back. And I thank you for coming and looking after the children this morning.
Yeah, that 3 hours was great. We went outside briefly in the middle, but as I said, the... wind chill factor is high or low, whichever is the coldest.
Everywhere else in America, I think, is blanketed by snow. It's just here and here. Oh, my goodness. I just had an American R there accidentally. Here.
Apparently, it's going to be very cold here. I don't know if James has told everyone that It was actually Christmas up to New Year's was quite warm. Very strange.
Wasn't it? People were walking around going, it's winter.
Yeah. And I let one of the children have the little heater on just because we were all comfortable on the sofa. And it was wrong. Because it was already...
Why was that wrong?
Because it was already so warm that day. It's amazing to think how warm... Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, but today it's okay to put the heater on.
So James is sitting in here.
We have this heater, and it looks like a... It's an electronic... It's one of these heaters that has a fake fireplace, a dance with lights on it.
Dance.
Dance?
Dance. And so one of...
I do have a too movable an accent. I've gone back and watched older videos of myself. I have no voice of my own. People have pointed this out more and more as my speaking changes.
I just want to say to them...
No one could accuse you of this.
Of having what?
Of taking someone else's way of speaking. You've really got your own thing going on.
So I just want to say Americans are so great, so friendly, so extroverted. We Aussies are the cousins of Americans, even more, I'd say, so than Canadians, not criticising Canadians.
Are we stepbrothers to the British or the child?
Distant. Slightly distant.
Canada would be first or second cousin? Closer or further away? Have you been to Canada?
No. I would say American... I don't want to judge, but Americans are the closest to us, except for New Zealanders that I've ever met.
Do you know there's a family in New Zealand who's gone missing? There's a man who took his three kids into the bush. Is he still missing? He's been gone for 3 years. And they spotted him a couple of weeks ago. And sometimes he robs a bank to get cash. And they think there are little rural communities helping him. And the police don't want to go in and do a big manhunt in case, because he's got a gun and they don't know what he's going to do. But it's also a lot of people online are on the dad's side. So he's taken his three kids and he's disappeared. And they're young kids. I think the youngest is like five. He's got like a five or seven and an early teenager. And I think as the oldest one hits puberty, there might be some problems. And they say, I want to get out. You can't keep me here anymore. And but yeah, a lot of people online are on his side, going, he's given them a good upbringing without social media. As the mother weeps on television, saying, "Please bring my children back."
Well, I don't want to take one side or the other, but I'm reading this book by Kevin Roberts, very important Heritage Foundation president.
Oh, how was Gaddis? You took I bought a Gaddis book, and you flipped through it, and you read it in like one day.
Yeah, well, as a former English teacher, you know the full stop. Run-on sentence. I would probably have to...
think it's been done.
I think I'd have to put a red pen through a lot of it, or a purple pen. And
you do a purple pen so it's less hateful for the children? They don't feel as bad?
100%.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, purple. No, well...
Teachers, what about a green pen?
The purple pen is a good... purple pen is good. Red pen is cruel.
Purple has sort of a royal connotation. So is it at least this is regal advice coming down to the children?
Well, yes. Yes. My punctuation skills, if nothing else, are strong. Not the way I'm speaking now, but when I'm writing, absolutely.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So what were we saying about the... I'm reading this book by Kevin Roberts and... Many things I disagree with. Many things I find very interesting. And may I just say one thing I find?
Yes, I'm going to hand you the microphone so this is easier.
So, hello, Western world. One of the things...
We actually have some Eastern listeners as well. We've got and, like 10 people in Japan.
Japan's part of the West, in my opinion. It's a complex story, but they are. So, and I love Japan. So, one of my big thoughts is how come everything... And all of us, in all our different jobs, in all our different situations, how come we're getting more and more authority going to the center, telling us what to do? The same in Australia, same in America. Legislation, COVID was a good telling point. And people call it safetyism. And it's well and good to have Trump winning the election, but now we have to wind this back. And how do we do it when we're all part of, all of us, well, not all of us, but many of us are part of these companies, corporations, societies that are so driven from the top down? How do we get back to being in charge of our lives?
I think we get in the car, we drive up to Steubenville, Ohio, and we get something started there. I've not heard a better argument than you have to just start again. But even then, I guess the military comes in at some point if it gets too successful. The Amish seem to have been left alone.
I think the you're saying Amish? I think there's a lot to be said for them. That you run your own life, you govern your, you know, you make your own food, you're in charge. This is the original American dream, the yeoman, isn't it? Isn't it? The yeoman.
I think that's one of the American dreams.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Bostonian people in the city were yeomen when they signed the Declaration of Independence. The traders, the tea people.
Yeah, they were
certainly the slaveholding Southerners who signed up were. It doesn't look like a normal peasant yeoman type setup.
Yeah, I'm against slavery.
Well, that's as strong a place as anywhere to end the podcast. Thank you, Dad. Dad will be on the road with me. He'll be in Chicago. I'm in Chicago, Milwaukee, Denver. What's the last place? Cleveland. Thank you, Dad. Coming to Cleveland. Sign up for that Patreon. Splish Splash, Book of Poems out now. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Work is being done on a card game, and there's an episode on that that was recorded that's going to come out soon, as soon as we can figure out how to get the T-shirts that are coming out that are going to pay for the work on the card game to be coming out. Got to do a call about that. And I think I'm going to have a nice lie down. No, I'm not going to be having a lie down. I'm going to take the children out and give my wife a break in this midwinter before we move away. I'm going to take my children out to a playground somewhere and encourage my son to do the monkey bars. I love the monkey bars. Can't do them very well myself anymore, but I got my eldest, who's a girl. It was a long road to her feeling comfortable doing the monkey bars, and then she could do the monkey bars, but she needed me standing very close by in case she fell down. And I tell you, the day that she was doing the monkey bars on her own, my heart did swell with pride. And if I can teach them how to swing themselves on the swing, then they'll be ready for university. That's the last thing that I feel I need to teach them. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need you. Catamaran ho. Happy 2025!
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.